And welcome back to Royal Cast. We've been on a roll with episodes slowly every week. There's been a new episode, so we're going to continue to do that. Today's a little bit more of a serious, like, a very serious thing that's going on. But yeah, let's get on with the episode. So, we're gonna start with what happened the other day at Nashville, Tennessee, with the gun shooting that happened. I don't know why we're still talking about having guns. Like, this is like the billionth time this has happened in a school, university, preschool, wherever your kids are at. Why are we still talking about this? This is still happening. Like, it literally every fucking week this whole year has been a fucking shooting in different places. And we're still talking about the wrong things. Literally the fucking wrong things. And it pisses me off in a way because it's like, we need to be worrying about humanity. And we're not even considering our human side. Because greed, because power, and all this other bullshit that is unnecessary at this point. And it pisses me off because it's just speechless on how we are worried about, oh yeah, because profits, oh yeah, because this, that, and the third. But y'all worried about a fucking book. A book. About drag shows. Y'all worried about a fucking book instead of guns that are killing kids. Innocent kids. Innocent kids that you said are innocent for reading fucking drag fucking books. And that shit just pisses me the fuck off. Because some of these people, politicians, have kids. And they still worry about a fucking book. A fucking book. That's how stupid humanity is at this point. And I'm like, you can hear how pissed off it gets me. Because it just baffled me how we all, oh, we're talking about humanity. We can't give these to our kids because they're too young to understand. You're talking about a fucking book. Kids at a young age don't even fucking read yet. And you're worried about a fucking book than a fucking ammunition. Ammunition that can kill kids. Literally, Nashville fucking school killed 3 fucking kids and 3 adults. Let's go way back to universities that killed a bunch of kids that are still traumatized to this day. And you're still worried about a fucking book. And that shit is just the tip of the iceberg. Because I went down the rabbit hole and went through, like, a couple of things. Men deciding about abortion. First of all, I believe everyone should mind their motherfucking business. Because everyone should do whatever the fuck they want. Whoever decided, oh, to ban abortion and everything because of it's a child. Mind your motherfucking business. Everyone needs to learn to mind their fucking business. That's one. Two. Any man who decided on this shit should not be deciding anything about a woman's body. Period. First of all, we give birth. We know what our body is. Who are you in the right to tell me what to do with my own fucking body? That's just beyond me. No man, period, no fucking man has the right to tell a woman what they need to do with their fucking body. That's like me telling you to get a vasectomy. And you won't do it. Why? Because you know it's your body, right? So why are you telling women what they should and shouldn't do with their own bodies. Mind your fucking business. You don't know if what the person's been through. You don't know why the reasons they have to do it. Mind your fucking business. Everyone in this fucking planet needs to mind their fucking business, because nobody knows what anyone is going through or why their reasons. Yeah, there might be some evil people that, you know, are doing it for the fun, whatever. But just mind your fucking business. It does not do anything for you. It doesn't. Like, mind your fucking business. These politicians who are making these decisions needs... Oh, that's literally my phone. If you hear the Kim Possible tone, I've been obsessed with it since, like, I got it a couple of days ago. But back to the conversation. Like, it just pisses me off that men are still deciding what women should and shouldn't do. Bitch, your mama fucking birthed your ass. Y'all should be asking the women what the fuck to do. And you worried about what women have... It just pisses me the fuck off. And I like how... I saw this clip on Instagram. Literally, this man that has said 6 weeks of pay, that just should be paid vacation. Like, what the fuck? So yeah, like, paid vacation. So women who give birth, who have staples, who go through blood, who go through all the gruesome sides of childbirth, and then trying to, you know, birth this infant and giving them, breastfeeding them and all this for a couple months. It's paid vacation. What the fuck does that sound like, paid vacation, to you? Because to me, it does not sound. It sounds like motherhood. Why does it have to be considered paid vacation? All the sweat and tears and all that. And that's paid vacation. Like, it just makes no fucking sense. At this point, society doesn't make no fucking sense. And the fact that we're going through all of that, and then more shootings and bans of books that are irrelevant, because I also heard they're banning books from school, which Rosa Parks. Why are we banning books about Rosa Parks? Because it's too woke? Like, you are... Every politician and everything with the government, they're so mad that people are actually waking up to the stupidity that has been happening. You're, oh, we know, we planned this for humanity, we want to be this humane thing. No, you're not, because all you doing is greed. Money, power, and greed. That's what it is. Everything, it's just that. Money, power, and greed. That's what this conversation is about. You guys don't care about their people. You don't. Because if you did, you wouldn't be making decisions on part of women. You wouldn't be banning books that are Rosa Parks and more. Or books about drag shows. Y'all would be doing the right thing and putting gun laws so we don't lose any more children. Even adults. Because the number one killer that... And I love this dude that... there was an Apple TV episode that he was talking to a Republican politician. And he literally said... Was stating... Like, he was so proud of stating this. Like... Oh yeah, we're banning books because kids, we need to protect our children with these types of drag show books and all this and a third. And the host said, oh, you're worried more about books than guns? What is the number one fucking killer in the United States? It's not fucking reading books about drag shows. Guns. And he just stood there baffled. Because, you know, it's a fact. The number one killer in the United States for kids is gun violence. And y'all still don't want to sit down and talk about it. Restrain it. Seeing the bigger picture. You guys want to protect kids? First thing you need to do and step up to it is guns. Forget about the fucking books. Books don't kill fucking people. What the fuck is, like, it just baffles me to the max to literally sit down to another human being. Because take away whatever the fuck you are, for, even if you're the fucking government, Republican, Democrat, take that fucking shit out, because that's just a fucking title. And titles, to be honest, for me, don't mean a lick of shit. Oh yeah, you're a Republican, huh? Oh yeah, you're a politician. That's a fucking shit name. Because at the end of the day, you're still fucking human. And you're not acting like it. We want to be, oh yeah, they're trying to protect us. Fuck that. They just want the power, the profit, the everything. Except what they really meant to do is be humane. How many kids do we really need to lose? Because at the end of the day, starting from this year, we have lost a lot of kids due to gun violence. And it's baffled me that a lot of it's not even on the news. Literally not on the news. I literally saw so many mass shootings from this year. Not from the news. Either from Instagram, that like small news reporters' Instagram pages. Mostly sometimes the Shade Room posts it, even though they post some crazy shit. But mostly I got information from those reporters, from the actual people that were there, or YouTube. But most of them are not on news. Not on NBC, not on ABC, not on New York One. None of them. And it's like, y'all really trying to hide all of this? When everything that anyone does will come to light. No matter who the fuck you are. Doesn't matter if you're the president, doesn't matter if you're the governor, doesn't matter if you're mayor, doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Like, we need to get our shit together, because as humans that we are, we do look bad. As a collective, we do look bad. Because, for a fact, if more people have talked about this, we could be seen. But we need some action. We need the real government that are based on human decency to come out. Stop with the greed, because at the end of the day, if the planet would gone or you die, you don't die with none of that. You don't die with your money. You don't die with all your power. You don't die. You just die. You become part of the planet. Become part of the soil. Why do we fight for unnecessary things? Especially with money. Money. Money that you can't even go to the grave with. If we're going to be honest. Because once you're in the grave, that's it. Your money, poof, gone. You're either forgotten, remembered, but you don't use that money for nothing. You're just dead. You're part of the planet soil, period. And y'all worried and fighting over here about money, profits, power, greed. When you dead, that don't mean shit no more. Like, it just baffled me. And I got so pissed off. I'm watching these clips and it's just like, we are a goner if we continue to do this. If we continue to go through this path and not fight for the real reasons, and not put laws for the real reasons. You guys want to protect kids? Guns is the first thing y'all need to talk about. That's all you need to talk about for right now. Guns. Not some foo-foo fucking book guns. Because at this point, we all gonna die. I'm be straightforward. We are all going to die if we are sticking to this. Literally. That's just a fact for me. So there's another clip of basically Xbox did like a new button feature that basically helps with the environment and all this. It's very explanatory. It's just, they want, as you can tell, climate change, global warming, all of this is becoming even more serious. And Xbox decided to do this. Why are people pissed off of this? Not people. Saw this news outlet. And he was complaining that why is Xbox doing this? This is a game station. It's for kids to play with. Kids just need to play with it. Why are people utterly stupid? That's just my question. When shit hits the fan that some shit happens, even in their yard, that's when they decide, I need to take action. But since it's not happening in front of them, nah, fuck that shit, it's not gonna happen. That's how basically they treat shit. If it doesn't happen in your backyard, it's not happening. That's how basically it is. So you're telling me you're complaining about a new feature that does not do anything for you, but it helps the environment and helps kids learn about the environment. And you're complaining about that. Make it make sense to me. Everyone wants to live longer. But how are we going to do that if we're not facing the real issues with the climate, with global warming, ice? Icebergs are fucking defreezing, melting, because of global warming. There's fucking earthquakes still happening. Africa, it's fucking breaking. And they literally said Africa will be in, I think it's like Kenya around there. It's literally breaking in two. And it will be two parts of Africa. Like, all of these signs, and there's still nothing these people are doing. Nothing. Like, come on. You're complaining about a environmental change that Xbox is doing. You're complaining about that. But wait until something happens in their backyard. They're all panicking and want change and want to do this and that and third. And that's how it fucking works. I don't know why people do this. Change because you know it needs to be changed. Don't wait for shit to happen to you in front of your fucking eyes for you to want change. And that's how it works. Some shit happens, they want it. They want to change it. They want to fight for it. They're 100%. But what happened when other people were fighting for it and you were against it? What happened to that? I just don't. It makes no sense. Just because it happened to you, now you want change? But what happened for you to say, nah, I'm not deciding for this. This is why. This, that, and third. Blah, blah, blah. What happens to that? What, you never thought it would happen to you? Well, guess what? It will happen to everyone. In any type of different shape or form, it will happen to someone. wherever they live. And I hate when people was like, nah, that shit ain't gonna happen to me. There's a lot of shit that would happen to you. It's not probably the same way that it happened to the other person, but it will happen to you regardless. Cause why? It's fucking life. And sometimes karma will like to bite you in the ass. So, global warming, climate change, we all need to collect and try to help this environment, because at the end of the day, we live here. We're supposed to be the ones taking care of this planet, but at the end of the day, we're destroying it. And on top of that, I don't know if I said this before about the Delaware. There was a chemical spill in a Delaware River, which connected to Pennsylvania, I believe, or Philadelphia, either or. But it connected to one of those big rivers that now people can take a shower, cannot drink water, and they would have to buy gallons of water in the supermarkets for a whole week. A whole week. And I think this is that we know our third or second chemical spill that we know of. Because apparently, I heard this happens on occasionally. I don't know what y'all do, but if it happens on occasionally, what the fuck are y'all doing? Are y'all planning this shit? Because I know y'all can't be like, yeah, we're gonna crash this chemical train into the river. You know, kill a bunch of people with the water and animals, you know. It just baffled me. It's just so crazy. Like, we have to prepare for everything at this point. At this point, anything just is not passing me. Anything is not surprising. The math ain't mathing for me. So, you know, you just gotta be prepared at this point in life. This is only the beginning of 2023. We are literally in the third month of 2023. And all of this shit combined is happening. First of all, we were going forward for a couple of years. 2023 hit. We're going backwards. And that's just sad. And like I said earlier, all of this is just pointed to one little thing. Greed, power, and money. And it's sad. It's really, really fucking sad. This is how we have become. Very depressing, very sad, very heartbroken. We're losing kids, gun violence, banned of fucking dumbass books that shouldn't be banned. Now, environmental things. And this is one thing about Mother Nature. And it also does repeat its cycle. Mother Nature is a bitch. And Mother Nature will kill off what's killing her. Black period. Just period. Mother Nature will kill what's killing her. And that's a fucking repeat. And repeat. Mother Nature will be to a point that she will be fed up with our bullshit. That she will end up killing all of us. Wiping a planet that's not grateful, deserving of this planet. Like, come on. Yeah, but I have anything to say anymore about this. Everyone knows what they need to do. Everyone understands what they need to do. Everybody knows what's right from wrong. Some don't. And this is how we repay the whole entire human race. And I feel bad for, like, when aliens come here. If anything, that aliens come here, I will be the one that's embarrassed about our fucking ideology. Everything. Because if aliens have better fucking shit than us, y'all should be embarrassed, because at the end of the day, they're more advanced than us, and y'all having all of this, it's embarrassing. It will be an embarrassing thing for our race, if I'm being honest. All I know, I told my friends, I'm packing and I'm leaving. I'm dipping, to be honest with you. I'm out of this bitch, because at this point, I'd rather be with the aliens than deal with all of the human race bullshit at this point. But yeah. So yeah, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget that in May, it will be a new segment on Fridays at 11 for crime cases, cold cases. We are doing all those episodes so you can hear them, scheduled on Fridays at 11 p.m. So yeah, don't forget to go in the description and find our Instagram, Twitter, everything that you need to know, even as Amazon storefront on the things that we buy directly. And yeah, I see you guys every Wednesday at 11, and deuces!